Here we go for Friday. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
PM was talking about houses yesterday. We got more on that after 7 o'clock. Where are we at with building consents and actually, you know, swinging a few hammers?
Yeah, well, we haven't talked about it for a while, have we, building consents? Look, I think there's still a big story here in terms, I think we can call it a collapse in building consents. I mean, at the headline level, the numbers, they don't look like they support that supposition, because from month to month, there was actually quite a big net gain. I mean, Stats New Zealand have reported a 14.9% gain in building consents, but that's from January to February. And in January, the numbers fell 8.6% from December. So you've got to sort of look and put aside this monthly volatility and look at the 12 months to February 24. What's the cumulative total? And consents are down 24.8% compared to the 12 months ending February 2023. So that's a massive amount. If you think about the work involved for people involved in that industry, you know, people that put together these consents, all of a sudden there's 25% less work than there was, you know, a year ago. So I think that's a massive fall. Still 36,000 new dwellings consented. A point to note on a regional basis is Wellington. It's down 40% in the 12 months. Massive. Now, Mark, you do have to recognise that actual home building work, the actual swinging of hammers, as you call it, hasn't fallen to the same degree as the number of consents has. And the logic there isn't that convoluted. It's not that hard. There was a very strong pipeline of work. And over times, over the last couple of years, the industry just hadn't been able to keep up with that pipeline because you have things like labour and material bottlenecks. You've got to assume that's less of an issue now as we're sort of the workforce is lifting. We've got people. Looking at February as sort of a standalone month, a number of consents, a sort of point in time, the February 24 number is lower than every February since 2018. So we've been through, we're coming out of what was a very strong period for consents. But if you look at the numbers on a longer term perspective, it's still higher. The February 24 number is still higher than any other February month from sort of 1975 right through to 2018. So while the number is falling, it's still sort of solid historically. I would sort of comment on the fact that consents are slowing at the time that we are seeing very robust population growth, the likes of which we haven't seen for decades, which does suggest a looming or a worsening accommodation problem at some stage. Non-residential consents, they're more robust, not falling to the same degree. And I don't know, did you see, just on a related note, did you see those comments yesterday from Barford and Thompson near
a lot of houses
for sale, 21% more than last year. Current stock available for sale is the highest it's been in any month of the year for at least 10 years. So I think that's a buyer's market at the moment, isn't it, Mike?
I think it's very much a buyer's market at the moment. What's your read on what they did announce yesterday on the building materials and red tape and all that stuff?
Well, it'll be fascinating to see if it makes a change. So keeping with residential property and things building, yeah, the cost of building has been an ongoing topic. It's lifted materially. I think if you've ever been involved in trying to build anything, you'll have realised that in recent times, the per metre cost of what, you know, to build a house has gone up at an alarming rate. The government yesterday announced regulatory reform to try and address some of the red tape around introducing building materials into New Zealand. So residential building materials that are already approved in what are called, they're calling them trusted markets overseas, will be automatically approved in New Zealand under what they're calling it a legislative shake-up of the Building Act. So the cost of building is estimated to be 50% higher in New Zealand than in Australia. The Commerce Commission had found that regulatory system was a barrier to competition. Look, we've talked about this before. I mean, you can break down the barriers, but then you've actually got to attract those people that represent those products to want to take on the incumbents in New Zealand. Whether or not you'll be able to get that, that does remain to be seen. But it's a step in the right direction, I think.
And, of course, we've got to get the councils on board as well. Right, what are the numbers?
It's positive overnight. The Dow Jones is currently up. We've got the big news tonight is non-farm payrolls. So that's in the US tonight. That is normally a market mover. So we'll catch up on that on Monday, Tuesday next week. The Dow Jones up 0.46. As we look at it, it's 180 points, 39,300. and 5. The S&P 500 is up 0.75%, so that's quite good, 5250. And the NASDAQ going very well, tracking well at the moment, up over 1%, 16,452. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained almost 0.5%, 7,975. The Nikkei, Japan, they gained 0.81%, 39,773. Small fall in the Shanghai Composite, 3069. And in Australasia yesterday, the ASX 200 across the Tasman, they gained 0.45%, 7817. And the NZX 50 lost 5 points, 12,035. Kiwi dollar is picking up courtesy of movements in the US dollar. It's now at 0.6041, so it's bounced back from the mid sort of 59s, 0.9131 against the Aussie, 0.5563 euro, 0.4769 against the pound, 91.61 Japanese yen. Gold holding up there, $2,286, and Brent crude also holding up there, $89.11.
You have a wonderful weekend. Catch up next week. Andrew Callaher, jmiwealth.co.nz.